All right, again, it's great to see everyone. For those that we didn't have in class with us, just a couple things real quick. Be on the lookout for upcoming events and things that are going to be going on, and just keep an eye out for that and sign up sheets and add to our prayer list. Horace Fisher is having a lot of medical issues, so keep him in your prayers. And if you would here, open up your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'll be there in a second. I'm going to read a passage from Colossians, but you go to 1 Peter 2 if you would. Now, here's my thought for this evening. I've been thinking about light and darkness, of course, with our 1 John class, but also what's been on my mind, of course, is moving, right? Just going through a big move. Still going through a big move. And, you know, a lot of our stuff, you know, we had to put in the garage. And other times we met that our move, that was kind of a strategy. You know, you just get it over to the new house, you put it in the garage, and then you can, on, you know, when you have time, go in, you take a box, put it where it needs to go. And so that was kind of our way of doing things always when we moved. But also thinking, you know, when you make that decision that you are moving, right? So you think about your house right now, all your stuff, and you're like, oh, we got to move. What do you do? And it seems like an overwhelming task, right? Not only packing up everything, transporting everything, unpacking everything, putting it all in a new place in the new home. It's overwhelming. Then you throw in change of address, you know, change of school. I mean, there's just, it's a lot. So how do you do that, right? I'm thinking, how do you do that? Well, there's just one answer, one box at a time, right? That's all you can do. It doesn't matter how big the job, you can only do what you can do, right? Just one box at a time, one task at a time. And, you know, it's kind of like, how do you eat an elephant, right? You know, one bite at a time. It's like that. You've never heard that saying before? It's kind of gross, huh? Right? How do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time? And so my mind was thinking about an overwhelming task. And here's the thing I think sometimes maybe we struggle with. You know, we have that desire, you know, to, you know, we want to change something in our faith, right? We want to make it better. We want that courage to talk to that lost soul about Jesus, to invite him to church, to invite him to do a Bible study. You know, we want that courage. We want to do something more in our faith, and it seems like such an overwhelming task. So what do you do? Well, you need an elephant. You know, one bite at a time. How do you pack and move one box at a time? You just need to do something. That's the biggest thing about moving is you got to do something. When you make that decision to move, your days of relaxation are over for quite a while, right? You're not going to be sitting down watching three-hour football games, right? Same thing with your faith. You just got to do something. All right, so you have that in mind here. You're in 1 Peter. Let me read this to you here. We're thinking about just taking a step. Maybe this is your first step you need to take. All right, in Colossians chapter 1, he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So here's step one maybe you need. Remember who you are and remember what you have access to. Maybe it's motivation that you need to get you going, right? Maybe that's where you got to back up to and remember to start over. Remember what you have access to. Remember who you are. You're a saint, right? You're a child of the inheritance in the light. He's qualified us to be in the light. All right, now 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. If you were to back up at the end of chapter 1 here, he talks about our souls being purified in verse 22, being born again in verse 23, and this is all made possible, if you look at the end of verse 25 of chapter 1, by the gospel that was preached to you, right? So he's talking about where faith comes from, you know, how we're born again, how our souls are purified. It's by the gospel that was taught to us. We respond to it. Now, I'm still talking about the same thing, not on a different thing here. You go into chapter 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking, as newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. When's the last time you've, using that illustration there, tasted that the Lord is gracious? Maybe you need to go back to the beginning. Remember what you are, what you have access to, you know, a saint and inheritance. All right, verse 5, you're part of a holy priesthood. Now verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Maybe that's where you get to start. Be reminded what you were called out of darkness, out of sin. It doesn't matter who you are, what you did, your past sins. If you responded to the gospel, he's qualified you, or some translations say he's transferred you into the kingdom of the Son of his love, that inheritance in the light. So there's just a thought for you to consider this week. If you want to make that determination to do more in your faith, right? You want to step your faith game up, if you will. Just do it one box at a time, right? And don't give up after one box because you've got to keep going, right? Do it one box at a time. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel that saves, that purifies, you have that opportunity to do so. If you need to be immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, we'd love to help you with that. We'd love to share with you the love of God and your response to that. So if that is for you, this is your chance. If you need to rededicate your life or you just need prayers of this congregation, please let somebody know as we stand and as we sing.